and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 21st of February, 2008. It's the birthday of the poet who described himself. He said, "My face looks like a wedding cake left out in the rain." A kindly man with a wrinkled face, W.H. Auden, born in York, England, 1907. Emigrated to the United States to teach English right before the start of World War II. It was W.H. Auden who said, "A professor is someone who talks in someone else's sleep." Published over 400 poems, many essays, plays, opera librettos, Auden once said, "No opera plot can be sensible, for people do not sing when they are feeling sensible." His famous poem, "Funeral Blues," began, "Stop all the clocks, cut off the telephone, prevent the dog from barking with a juicy bone, silence the pianos, and with muffled drum bring out the coffin, let the mourners come." Auden said, "A poet is, before anything else, a person who is passionately in love with language. Words so excite me," he said, "that a pornographic story, for example, excites me sexually more than a living person can do." It's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer David Foster Wallace, born Ithaca, New York, 1962, the son of a philosophy professor and an English professor. Wallace double majored in philosophy and English, described himself once as obscenely educated. Best known for his 1,000-page novel Infinite Jest, came out in 1996, set in a future world in which the United States is part of one unified state that includes Mexico and Canada. New England is a vast, hazardous waste dump. Book includes lengthy footnotes about the struggles of outpatients in a drug and alcohol treatment house juxtaposed with life in an exclusive tennis academy, in which years are referred to not by numbers but by the names of their corporate sponsor. The year of the whisper quiet Maytag dishmaster, for example. The year of the Depend adult undergarment. David Foster Wallace, who said fictions about what it is like to be a human being. It's the birthday of Anaïs Nin, born in Neuilly, France, 1903, best known for her diaries, which she began writing at age 11 and continued for more than 60 years. And the novelist Ha Jin, born in Liaoning Province, China, 1956, came to America to study English in graduate school and decided to stay after he saw the massacre at Tiananmen Square on television. Supported himself as a busboy at a Chinese restaurant, and then his novel Waiting won the National Book Award for Fiction in 1999. His most recent novel is A Free Life. Here's a poem for today, a sonnet by William Shakespeare, his sonnet number 109. "Oh, never say that I was false of heart, though absence seemed my flame to qualify. As easy might I from myself depart as from my soul which in thy breast doth lie. That is my home of love. If I have ranged like him that travels, I return again, just to the time, not with the time, exchanged, so that myself bring water for my stain. Never believe, though in my nature reigned all frailties that besiege all kinds of blood, that it could so preposterously be stained to leave for nothing all thy sum of good. For nothing this wide universe I call, save thou, my rose, in it thou art my all." Shakespeare's sonnet, "Oh, never say that I was false of heart." That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Sleep Number bed, the bed that allows personal comfort at the touch of a button. Information at sleepnumber.org. www.writersalmanac.com. Produced by Thomas Schweitzer and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.